From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The federal government is sending billions of dollars to farms, cities, and tribes to help cut back on demand for water from the Colorado River, which is shrinking due to climate change. It set aside $157 million to pay cities in Arizona that offered to leave water in the nation's largest reservoir. KUNC's Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Brett Fleck does not have an enviable job. He manages water in the middle of the desert for a city growing by thousands of people every year. Here in Peoria, Arizona, the majority of the water supply comes from a river that keeps getting drier.
We're really having a complete changeover in how people view the Colorado River from a reliability standpoint.
We're watching water flow into the city's pipes from a sun-baked canal lined with palm trees. In this Phoenix suburb, it's hard to get a sense of what the future will bring for water. But there is one thing that can help Fleck and his department protect against uncertainty: spending big money to find new sources of water.
When you don't have that reliability, you have to make additional investments for alternatives, backup supplies, et cetera. And that's what it really takes to make sense of these of the world that we live in now.
This big round of government spending for Arizona cities, it's billed as water conservation. But that might look a little different than you're imagining. The cities cashing in say you can only install so many low-flow showerheads and convince so many people to rip out their thirsty lawns. Cynthia Campbell is a water advisor for the city of Phoenix.
At some point in time, there does have to be a recognition of the scope of the problem as such. You just can't conserve your way out of it.
Phoenix, Peoria, and other cities in central Arizona are putting their multi-million dollar checks towards multi-billion dollar projects, new tech and new infrastructure that will help them in the long term. They're making existing dams higher so reservoirs can store more water. They're building purification plants that can turn sewage back into drinking water. Campbell's department in Phoenix is the biggest recipient in this round of federal funding.
We have to plan ahead and say, okay, it's not enough to have enough water to live this year, this month, 2 years, 5 years. We plan for 100. That really, I think, is the secret sauce that keeps us sustainable.
Campbell says there's a reason Arizona cities are so serious about reaching sustainability and projecting an image of sustainability. A year ago, state officials put a pause on some new subdivisions because they couldn't draw enough water from underground. Major newspapers framed it as the beginning of the end for development around Phoenix.
The moment there's a crack in the armor, the moment that we have to turn off a tap, every national media outlet will cover it, and it will have a devastating effect on our economy. So there's not a lot of gambling going on here.
But using funds from the Biden administration to buy that stability isn't something cities can plan on forever. Catherine Sorensen is former director of Phoenix Water. Now she researches water policy at Arizona State University.
Federal funding is always a dicey proposition, right? Relying on annual appropriations can be hinky, especially when you have to compete with other very worthy federal priorities.
But for the time being, this federal money is giving a leg up to cities like Peoria, where Brett Fleck says they're prepared to keep people and businesses thriving in the desert, even while water supplies are shrinking.
Do I think Arizona can continue to grow sustainably as long as we continue to make the investments and plan? Absolutely.
Fleck says the day they stop making those investments in sustainability is the day the state probably shouldn't be growing anymore. In Peoria, Arizona, I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC in Colorado and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.